Put Up or Shut Up Rock and Roll Trivia, the game where you'll play normally Kristen, but me on a Friday. You can beat me and take all my money, plus some of Lisa Lanier's. $50 is what hangs in the balance, and Michael is the player that will try to take it. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Michael, thank you for joining us. They're switching out seats. It's time for the weekly heat check. Kristen?
Seven.
Yeah. Wow, that's low.
It is low because Kelly got up about 45 minutes ago.
Oh, it had time to breathe.
He had time to breathe because he went and got a tea, which I think he's doing
right now. That's right.
Hey, listen, Michael, welcome to the show. Here's how things work. I'm going to send Kelly out into the hallway. He can't hear the questions. I'll ask you 10. Kelly gets the same 10. Whoever answers more is the winner. If you're ready, we'll get going.
I'm ready.
All right, my friend, I'll put 2 minutes on the clock. It'll start after the first question, which is a little bit on the long side, but there's no time penalty. So I wish you good luck. Michael, here we go. The creators of the term yacht rock have placed the following people on their Mount Rushmore: Donald Fagen of Steely Dan, Kenny Loggins, and Michael McDonald. Who is the fourth person on the Mount Rushmore of yacht rock?
I have no idea. Pass.
What unit of American currency is mentioned in the lyrics of the 1971 hit single Signs?
You say what? Unit of currency?
Yes.
Dollar?
No. Was the song Teach Your Children recorded by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, or Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young?
And Young.
Correct. Fill in the blank in the Bad Company song title Good Blank Gone Bad.
Pass.
According to his recent memoir, Alex Van Halen was once so drunk, he blew what BAC on a breathalyzer machine at a bar within 0.3 of a point?
0.11.
No, sorry. Within 5, how many days did Diana Ross serve in jail for drunk driving in 2004?
That's 7.
Yes. Zach Bryan says his first paying gig was at a sub sandwich shop. He earned $60. For how many hours did Zach play?
4.
No. Which Rolling Stones single went higher on the Billboard chart? Play With Fire, 1965, or Hang Fire in 1982?
Play With Fire.
No, I'm sorry. What Kinks top 10 single from 1983 was dedicated to Ray Davies' older sister, Renee, who suffered a heart attack on the dance floor at an English club?
Pass.
Dead or Alive, founding member of both Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship, Marty Balin?
Alive.
I'm afraid not. You passed on a couple. You want to guess on the Mount Rushmore of yacht rock?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Bad Company, Good Blank Gone Bad. Just a few seconds left.
Good Blank. Good Gone. Good Living.
No, it's not Good Living. You were actually closer than you thought. Sorry about that. Mm. We'll get Kelly back into the room here. Where's Dire Straits? There they are.
What's our number looking like there? Just a 2.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Chris Dim switching out. Low heat on the chair today. That's the big news.
Yeah.
It's because the chair's gotten to breathe a little. Because
you vacated the premises to make your second cup of tea.
I think it's the tea.
You think the tea is cooling you?
I do. No. This is the dumbest take ever.
I've never heard of hot tea cooling anyone.
I'm not going to let you finish, and I'm going to stop you right here.
He might be right about that, actually.
There is no sense in even pursuing this.
He just said that
He just said that was the dumbest take ever.
He's not terribly wrong.
Wait a minute. Earlier today, I said Valentine's Day is over. There is no more Valentine's Day.
True. You did say that.
Emma said we're spending $32 billion a year on Valentine's
with receipts. She came at you with numbers.
She had all the numbers.
Real numbers.
In front of me. I want to expand on my hot tea making my ass cold.
I wouldn't.
I don't think that's going to fly in anybody.
I have a reference on this. Now, it's fictional. It's fictional, but it's from a movie I saw once saying hot tea actually cools your body.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's real or not, but I'll take it from that. Yeah. I don't know. I have a 7, and this is my third hot tea. This is the last one I can have. I think it might have caffeine in it.
We'll probably find it's unhealthy to drink that much throat coat tea.
Well, But I did, you'll be glad to know this. You know my Yuka app that tells you if something's healthy or not?
When
you
yes.
scan it, you scan the barcode and it gives it a score on how healthy it is. I scanned the throat coat, which Kristen and I both consume. We have bad throats. And it got 100 out of 100.
Oh,
said
for real?
It said it had all natural, okay. wonderful things.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, me too.
It does help.
Goat
it doesn't
boy
cure anything, right. but it does help.
It helps. I agree. It really, well, it does what it says. It coats the throat. What's the score? We're
looking? Two for Michael.
I'm going to warn you, though, this is a tough game, I feel
You
like.
Think?
I feel like this is a tougher game.
Michael passed on a number and went back and was unable to do any work.
All right.
I'm confident in a victory.
Okay.
But I don't want you to get all, see, you're already doing it, though. If the cameras work, they would see your face right now where your face is very like, no big deal.
What's next?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let's What's go next on the grid?
The next thing. Let's look ahead here.
All right. Listen, Michael's in the clubhouse. Right, yeah. 2 minutes back on the clock.
Yes.
It'll start after the first question. Two to tie. Three, you beat Michael Kelly. Good luck. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The creators of the start the clock after the question, please.
Yeah.
The creators of the term yacht rock have placed the following people on their Mount Rushmore: Donald Fagen of Steely Dan, Kenny Loggins, and Michael McDonald. Who is the fourth member of that august group?
God. Christopher Cross.
Yes.
Wow.
What unit of American currency is mentioned in the lyrics of the 1971 hit single Signs?
Dime.
No. Was the song Teach Your Children recorded by Crosby, Stills, and Nash or Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young?
I think it's just Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Incorrect. God. Fill in the blank in the following Bad Company title. Good blank gone bad.
Lovin'.
It is Lovin'. According to his recent memoir, Alex Van Halen was once so drunk he blew what BAC on the breathalyzer machine at a bar? Within 0.3.
Jeez. Golly. 0.31.
Yeah. Within five, how many days did Diana Ross serve in jail for drunk driving in 2004?
10.
Incorrect. Zach Bryan says his first paying gig was at a sub sandwich shop. He earned $60. How many hours did he play?
2 hours.
No. Which Rolling Stone single went higher on the Billboard chart, Play With Fire, 1965, or Hang Fire, 1982?
Hang Fire.
Yes. What Kinks top 10 single from 1983 was dedicated to Ray Davies' older sister, Renee, who died dancing on a floor on the dance floor at an English club?
Oh, my goodness. I should know that. I don't know Kinks music. I'll pass it.
Dead or alive, founding member of both Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship, Marty Ballin.
Alive.
No.
We met him. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. A Kinks.
I did. You didn't.
Okay. A Kinks song. I'm not going to know it. I'm not going to know it.
No.
Well, just enough.
3-2.
Just enough.
I told you it was tough. You did it. You got the victory. Yeah. It was a tough game.
It was. I should not have
Biggie
looked.
Biggie
called it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I should not have looked ahead.
Your
on the
segment
grid.
Jumped.
I almost said, let's start fitting the body bag t-shirt. I'm glad I didn't say that.
Well,
that
you kind of pursed your lips, too.
I
like
did do, yeah. I did do the
And you want to know how close you came to a tie? At the buzzer, Michael was working on the Bad Company song title. He said, good living gone bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
One letter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, Michael. You're a good player. The two of us. Let's go mano-a-mano again. That was a great game.
The fans want a rematch.
Great game. This is like, it's like as soon as you get a great boxing match, it wins a rematch.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it again. Good job, Michael.
Likewise to you. Congrats on your win.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. We haven't seen a performance like this from the field. They're shooting a combined 25%.
What do we have for him, Biggie?
Nothing.
Michael, a hearty handshake and a fare thee well.
Thank you so much, Michael, for playing today. Wow.
Fantastic get on the first one.
How about that?
The holy, the Mount Rushmore of Yacht Rock.
I have not seen that documentary either.
I love it.
Well, I've heard it's really good.
It really is well done.
I do need to see it.
You could tell right then, too, you thought, easy game.
God, I'm going to roll this guy, because I knew that was pretty hard. So I'm going to roll this. Easy.
Exactly. If you think about it, Michael McDonald is the
king.
He's the through line to everything. He worked with Steely Dan.
Yeah.
He recorded and wrote with Kenny Loggins, and he sang with Christopher Cross.
Did he?
So he is head and shoulders above.
So they are Michael McDonald, Donald Fagen, who doesn't like the term, right?
Correct.
Rock Rock.
Correct.
And did you say Kenny Loggins?
Loggins.
No, okay.
Loggins. And Cross.
I do. I like all of them.
Me too.
I like that music.
That's, well, I mean, it's a whole lifestyle now. Yeah. I mean, there's playlists and channels devoted to all that stuff.
Of course, it's great.
Nobody got the unit of American currency in signs.
A quarter.
No, smaller.
Penny.
So I got me a pen.
It was a penny.
There will be no more pennies very soon.
We'll see.
Let's see what happens. Our food will be healthy and we will not have pennies to spend.
Yes. Teach Your Children was recorded by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Teach Your Children.
I hate I missed that one. I love this song.
It's a pretty song.
Yeah.
Did slowly go by.
Good harmonies, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the Bad Company one.
Man, barely.
My word, I picked was way off.
What'd you pick?
I can't say.
I think we know.
That might have been a working title.
Right, yeah maybe. We're not going to get as much airplay.
No. Okay, yeah. Nobody got close to the Alex Van Halen. Now, this is self-reported, of course, and this is a breathalyzer at a bar, but Alex once said that he was so drunk he blew a 4.5. That'll get you into Harvard.
No way.
Yeah.
I think he'd have been dead.
Right.
Don't you think?
I think four can kill you.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, well, that's like your half alcohol. I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
So, did not get that. Kelly, you guessed 10 days in jail for Diana Ross, 2004. She served two.
Only two.
2 days. Michael got that one correct. Mm. I'm not familiar with the Zach Bryan's catalog, but Biggie helped us out with this one.
Don't stop going south.
Listen to this. Zach Bryan's first paying gig was at a Sub sandwich shop. He made $60. He played for 9 hours.
What is it, like $7 an hour? That's nothing that he made. Less than $7 an hour.
What sub shop's like bringing the music?
Man.
And that boy, yeah. He called his dad.
He must have, like, maybe his dad knew it. The dad,
guess, yeah.
The owner of the sub shop.
Look at him now, though.
Yeah, super duper star.
So I wonder if he really enjoyed it, though. He loved the 9 hours.
I bet he did.
Playing music.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
This is the one that put you over the top. Rolling Stones, Hang Fire.
That's early 80s.
Yep.
And the other one was 1965.
Yes. This song only went to number 20. Play With Fire didn't even chart in the U.S.
Okay.
We now come to the Kinks question, which the backstory here is it'll make you cry.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Davies, of course, and his brother Dave founded the Kinks. Mm-hmm. Their older sister was named Renee. On Ray's 13th birthday, she had moved, I think, to either Scotland or Canada. She moved out. She came back home for his 13th birthday, gave Ray Davies a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
He was 13 years old.
13,
she went out dancing that night and died.
How?
She had scarlet fever, rheumatoid fever as a child, so her heart was weakened. This was 1957. We didn't have the medicine we do now.
That's terrible.
So Ray dedicated this song to his sister.
I'm dancing.
There you are. It's called Dancing.
I did it when I was just a kid. And when they said, come dancing, my sister always did.
Oh, right?
Mm.
Waterworks.
Right?
Yeah. I'll never hear this song the same way. I like it.
Yeah.
It's the story is, it gives you goosebumps. That is a great
story. It really is.
My sister should have come in at midnight.
Right?
Oh, he's telling the story. I never knew. I've heard the song a million times.
Yeah.
When my sister used to get home late.
Oh, man. That is such a story.
And finally.
I thought we met Marty Ballard. You did. I didn't.
Yeah.
We lost him.
We lost him in 2018. Marty Ballard was 76. Despite Kelly and Michael killing Marty Ballard.
Actually having him live.
That is a 3.
Yeah. 2-win.
2-win. Yeah. Correct.
Did I do the obituary? I bet I did.
We probably did. Almost we probably played this song.
I love this song.
Almost guaranteed.